In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A very special word of welcome to our visitors and our guests. We're happy that you're here. And if you are here for the first time, we hope you feel at home among us here at St. Benedict's. There was a family that was going through this whole discussion about what are you giving up for Lent? And everyone had kind of decided what they were giving up. And the father of the household had made it pretty clear that he was giving up drinking for Lent. So right before dinner, the son noticed that the father took a bottle out of the liquor case and started to pour a little something in the glass. And the father began to drink out of the glass, and the son said, "Hey, Dad, didn't you say you were giving that up for Lent?" He says, "Yes, you're right, son. I said I was giving up hard liquor. This is just a cherry." And so the son, you know, scratched his head, you know. Little boy, he looked at the dad and said, "Huh. Does that mean that I can give up hard candy for Lent?" It's all in the words, right? And in the interpretation. Today we have something peculiar in the gospel, something that we talk about a lot, even in our American society, to be born again. Now, if you look at this version of Scripture, from the New Revised Standard Version, which is the one that we use in our Episcopal lectionary, it says, "being born from above." But I want to assure you that the phrase "being born again" from John 3 and the phrase "being born from above" are actually the same phrase. It's just a different take of the Greek. The phrase "being born from above" is a little more faithful to the traditional language. But isn't it interesting that 2,000 years ago, Jesus used this phrase to be born again, or to be born from above, and still to this day in our society, being born again is something that we grasp culturally. Many of our brothers and sisters in the evangelical world use the phrase often. "Are you born again?" As a matter of fact, we call them born again Christians, right? I don't know if you recall a few years back during the presidential election season, one of the candidates said, "I'm a born again Christian." And that got a bunch of people talking about what it meant to be born again. For Nicodemus, who was a faithful Jew, a Pharisee, the words of Jesus touched his heart. They touched his heart in such a way that he invited Jesus to his home. He said, "Let's talk." There was a response of faith. He believed what Jesus was talking about, and he wanted to know more. We could say that Nicodemus was a lot like most of us. He was curious. Who is this Jesus? What is he saying? And what could he be saying to me? And at the very core of this conversation with Jesus is this thing of being born from above, being born again. Now, I want you to think about it. Logic tells us that you're not really born again, you're born once. As a matter of fact, we make a big deal in our society, in our world, about birthdays, don't we? We celebrate our birthday, that's the day you were born into this world. As Christians, we're baptized. Many of us are christened as little children. Some are baptized older. But it doesn't matter, it's still a very significant day. We say that that day we receive God's grace through baptism, God's promise of salvation, God's promise of eternal life. It's a significant day. probably just as significant as the day that you were born. But then let's take it another step. How is it that a grown person can claim to be born again or born from above? What does that mean? What does it say to us? What does it require of us to be born from above? You know, being born again is not just about a decision that we make. I hear people tell me this all the time. You know, they say, well, in 1955, I was at a Billy Graham rally, and I made an altar call, and I raised up my arms, and that day I was saved, and I gave my life to the Lord Jesus, repented of my sins, and I was born again, or saved. If you think about it, that could be part of being born again or born from above, but it's more than that. Being born again is realizing that we are dependent on God's grace. Just like our physical body requires food and water and air to breathe, our spiritual lives require something, and it's not something that you and I produce. To be born of the Spirit, to be born again, to truly be born from above, means to allow the grace of God to give us life again. In some practical way, in our world, in our society, it has to do with changing direction. It has to do with understanding that we really do depend on God, and that we are able to open our hearts anew to the power of God in our lives, and that we are able to walk in God's way, not because of things that we do, but because of the grace of God, which is alive and active in us. The grace of our baptism, the grace to not just be called God's children, but to live as God's children. And see, that's what Lent is all about. This holy season God's given us is to really pay attention to what it is in our lives that needs rebirth. And I would venture to say that many of us kind of get accustomed to the same routine. We fall into a rut. And we do the same old, same old. So spiritually, that translates into indifference, apathy. It translates into a bit of an internal desert. And what Jesus is telling Nicodemus is, you know, all your wonderful religious rituals are great, but you must open your heart to the kingdom of God. You must open your hearts anew. And when you open your hearts anew, then all of a sudden, there's new life. New life. To be born again means to be open to the grace of God, operative in us, to this grace that comes to transform our lives. And the only way it begins to happen is when we are mindful of the fact that we really are spiritual beings. That spirituality is not just some lofty goal for a few, but that we all are actually very spiritual people. It bothers me a little bit when we reduce spirituality and God's things to just a few people. You know, like, you know, you see you know, a monk praying, or someone who is very, very devout, you know, and kind of slouching over, you say, oh, that's very spiritual. Well, that can be a visible sign of some form of spirituality. But the truth is, the truck driver driving his truck on I-95 is very spiritual when he sets his thoughts on the God of love and opens his mind and his heart in the midst of his work day whatever God is saying and to the promptings of the Spirit. The person cleaning the floor outside or cutting the lawn is very spiritual when they can connect whatever activity they're involved in with the action of God. It applies to us when we're hurting and we're physically laying down in a bed, unable to do anything, maybe tied up with an IV and tied up with something else, and we think about those who are suffering throughout the world, and we offer those prayers and thoughts to God. We are all very spiritual beings because we've been created that way. And we are born again every time we are mindful of the presence of God and the grace of God active and alive in us. How can it be that an adult person can be born again, was Nicodemus' question. Can a human being go back into the womb of his mother and come out again? And Jesus explains, no, I'm talking about a different kind of birth, being born from above. Maybe you've had an experience. Maybe it was a crucio, a retreat. Maybe it was some kind of awakening. Maybe it was a day that you were looking at the sunrise and you felt like God was speaking to you through nature. Maybe it was a time of difficulty and struggle. Whatever the situation was, you felt a new spark, a new sense of the presence of God. That's what it means to be born again. And each and every day of our lives, we can be born again. Each and every day of our lives, we can become mindful of the grace of God acting in us. So today, in a special way, I want you to think about this encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus and put yourself in that place. Put yourself in the place of this man who was trying to figure out what Jesus was saying. Don't you find yourself sometimes, I know I do, when you read the Bible, you're trying to figure out, what's God saying here, right? Doesn't that happen to you? Yes. What's God saying to me? What does this mean? That's what was happening to Nicodemus. He was like, what do you mean, Jesus, to be born again? And Jesus explains over and over again in John 3, you must be born from above. Mindful of the fact that it's not just what is here and now, but that the grace of God given to us is what allows our spirits to be raised up and born again. Now, there are times in our spiritual lives where we feel flat, right? Flat, like we're out in the desert, like nothing's happening. And that's all right, because God is patient. And just as God is patient, we must be patient. But that does not mean that because you feel that way, the grace of God is not alive and active in you. Just remember, the same thing that applies to everything else in life applies to your life with God. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. If you want to have a sense of a growing spiritual life, of a spiritual life that is developing and really being born from above, you must begin to do some things that will get you there. For some people, it may be a little more time in silence every day in prayer, a little more time doing some Bible reading, a little time doing some service, a little time doing something dedicated to God. Even those simple things that you do, when you dedicate them to God, God can turn them into something great. That's what it means to be born again. To be a born-again Christian cannot be, to belong to a certain denomination or to belong to a certain group of people with a certain ideology. It's much more than that. It's to truly be committed to that life-giving Spirit, that Spirit that lifts us up, calls us to a new life. And Lent is the perfect time to do that because, as we prepare for the resurrection of Jesus, we are called to rise with Christ. I don't know how many of you feel like you know, you're going through the cross right now. Maybe there's something really bothering you in your life. If you're going through the cross, guess what? Welcome to the club. That's how it is. That's the Christian life. You embrace the cross, and we believe that we will rise with Christ. So make this Lent a special time for you. Take to heart the words of Jesus. You must be born from above. Think about what God is calling you to do, to renew, to strengthen, to inject your spiritual life with His grace and His life-giving power. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You gave the gift of faith to Abraham, and Abraham responded. You gave the gift of faith to Nicodemus. Nicodemus responded. You give the gift of faith to each and every one of us, and we must respond. Open our hearts, Lord, on this day. Open our hearts anew to listen to Your word, to take it to heart, and help us to remember that it's by the power of Your grace that we are born again. By the power of Your Holy Spirit living and active in us, that we are able to experience this new life that comes from above. Help us, Lord, to remember that when the worries of this moment, the worries of this day, the worries of our times weigh us down, that we are called to look up to heaven and know that our help comes from the Lord, that You are the maker of heaven and earth, that You are the giver of all good gifts. Help us never to stay bogged down, but to know that we've been called to a new life in Christ. For we make this prayer in God's holy name. Amen.